The Rider on the White Horse. What I'm about to tell, I learned nearly half a century ago in the house of my great-grandmother, old Madame Federson, widow of the senator. While I was sitting beside her armchair, busy reading a magazine bound in blue pasteboard, I don't remember whether it was a copy of the Leipzig or of Papa's hamburger Lese Früchte. I still remember with a shudder how, meanwhile, the light hand of the past 80-year-old woman glided tenderly over the hair of her great-grandson. She herself and her time are buried long ago. In vain have I searched for that magazine, and therefore I am even less able to vouch for the truth of the statements in it that I am to defend them if anyone should question them. But of so much I can assure anyone that since that time they have never been forgotten, even though no outer incident has revived them in my memory. It was in the third decade of our century, on an October afternoon, thus began the storyteller of that time, that I rode through a mighty storm along a North Frisian dike. For over an hour, I had on my left the dreary marshland, already deserted by all the cattle, on my right, unpleasantly near me, the swamping waters of the North Sea. I saw nothing, however, but the yellowish-gray waves that beat against the dike unceasingly, as if they were roaring with rage, and that now and then...